It's Ryman coming to you with another Broncos Country Blitz. The Broncos beat the Bears in Chi-Town 31-28 to notch their first win of the 2023 regular season. And at the end of the day, a win is a win. Now, we still had our gaping problems at times on offense and defense, but what counts is we came back in the second half. We had some clutch moments in the second half, and I can't imagine that Sean Payton's not going to find a way to build off of this. Now, the Broncos defense, I've been saying it every week, they let the other quarterback, the opponent's quarterback, look like the next Tom Brady. It happened again. Justin Fields yesterday for the Bears, 28-35, 335, four touchdowns and a pick. Now I'll go into a couple second-half turnovers we got off of him, but he was throwing it all over the yard. He was throwing it to wide-open receivers. There was miscommunication again. A lot of that didn't look cleaned up again for the Broncos defense. Now in the second half, though, they stiffened up. Stopped the Bears on a fourth down, fourth and one. The Bears were trying to run the clock out, either get a field goal or a touchdown. We stopped them on fourth and one. And then we were able to go down, drive, get a field goal to take the lead. And then Kareem Jackson picked off Justin Fields to seal the win. So the Broncos defense had some major points, including when we were down 28-21. Nick Bonito off the edge nails Justin Fields, causes the fumble, and Jonathan Cooper picks it up and runs it back to the house. And just a great play from the defense, great scoring play from the defense, what you want to see. I think what it's going back to is Vance Joseph. Now, obviously, there are things that are still not cleaned up. He said after the Dolphins game he would get it cleaned up in a hurry. I don't know if you would count the Bears game as having the defense cleaned up, but they did have enough clutch moments when it counted to get the win. But it was ugly in the first half. I mean, the Broncos come out, get the opening drive touchdown. You're thinking, okay, here we go. Let's finally blow a team out. Can't really do much after that. Part of the reason why is the Bears had the ball so often, so dang much, the Broncos couldn't really muster anything on offense, couldn't really get any chemistry going on offense to sustain drives. And the Bears just were having a field day in the first half, and actually into the third quarter before the Broncos made their comeback. And Russell Wilson in the second half, money. And overall, Russell Wilson, 21-28, 223 and three touchdowns. But he was money in the second half. Got the touchdown pass to Brandon Johnson. Got a touchdown pass to Cortland Sutton. And boy, he threw that touchdown pass to Sutton with some authority, man. Woo! I mean, threw that laser right in there. And Jaleel McLaughlin, I think he's becoming Sean Payton's, not an exact comparison, but Kamara down in New Orleans. I think he's kind of becoming that cog for Sean Payton's offense in Denver. Seven carries for 72 yards, looked great on the ground, and had three catches for 32 yards, including a touchdown reception that he did a majority of the work to get in the end zone. Just looks good. You know, he's undersized, not that big of a dude, but he can just run between the tackles, and he's just got that extra gear. You just hope he stays healthy at his size, but my goodness, we found a gem. We have found a gem in Jaleel McLaughlin. He is quickly becoming a fan favorite, one of my favorites, I know for sure. And unfortunately, Javonte Williams got hurt yesterday, which we never want to see that. Sounds like it's a hip flexor. He'll be back before we know it. But it was nice to see when he went out, McLaughlin and Pirine were able to handle the load at running back after he went out. And let's just be honest, Pirine didn't have great numbers, 6 for 12, but it was more like the grinding yards, kind of taking the time off the clock yards. That's really what he had. And one thing that we also got to witness on defense yesterday for the Broncos, Randy Gregory did not start yesterday. Randy Gregory did not start. Nick Bonito started in his place. A message was sent to Randy Gregory. We expect more of you. And all Nick Bonito did is get 2.5 sacks and force a fumble during his time on the field. Hard to think that Randy Gregory is getting his starting job back anytime soon. And I mentioned Nick Bonito, 2.5 sacks. Zach Allen had half one of those sacks too. So it's good to see kind of him showing up on the stat board a little bit. A lot of people, of course, said he's been kind of quiet since becoming a Bronco. So good to see him kind of in the mix as well. But the defense with that opportunity, the opportunity in the second half to get the hit on Fields, get the fumble recovery for the touchdown, interception at the end of the game, and the stop on fourth and one, when the Bears were trying to either run out the clock or get the winning field goal. I mean, those are three clutch defensive moments in the second half. And I don't think we can say we saw any defensive clutch moments before this game against the Bears. And hopefully it's something they can build off of. And I wonder if it is with Vance Joseph. I wonder if part of the problem here is that he's still trying to run a hybrid of what he likes to run and what was in place before he got there. And let's remember, Justin Simmons is out, and he's probably the one person that could be on the field to kind of help mesh the two together or help him as a general on the field. But that's something we need to point out, too. So the Broncos got some clutch plays. They have stuff to build on. And there is a good chance we will get Justin Simmons, Mike Purcell, and Isang Bassey back all next week. All next week. And you got to think about it. Having all three of those gentlemen out, that's a big cornerstone of our defense. It may look a little better once all three of them are back on the field in terms of scheme, pressuring, all that. So I think we have to look at it and see, well, let's see what happens from here. Obviously, we play the Jets coming up at home, and we want to make sure, obviously, not to let Zach Wilson look like the next Tom Brady. But I have to mention, Zach Wilson against the Chiefs on Sunday night had his best game of the year, finally looked like a quarterback. So all of a sudden we went from, ooh, you know, yeah, we played Justin Fields, but now we get Zach Wilson. It's not quite that anymore. Now it's, oh, man, we played Justin Fields, and now Zach Wilson's got some confidence in him, and now the Broncos got to play him. So the defense has got, they've got to build on this in terms of making sure that we get the win at home against the Jets next week. Because now we're 1-3. We get the win next week. We're 2-3. We can build on that. We're still in the running for Thanksgiving, how the rest of the AFC is shaking out right now. But we needed this win. And boy, in the first half, it did not feel like it. Didn't feel like it. Now, I have never walked away from a Bronco game, stopped watching one, anything like that. I mean, if I was on a trip or something, I had to listen to it. That's one thing, you know, if I'm not in front of the TV, but or at the game, I should say. But yesterday was tough. There was actually, we ended up getting some mulch for a yard project, and it was just, it's blocking our driveway. And I thought for a few moments, the first half looked so bad, I'm like, maybe I should put my earbuds in and listen to it while I go do some labor, you know, some labor out front, shoveling some mulch. I didn't. Stayed loyal, stayed right there in front of the TV, but boy, I thought about it. The first half looked so bad in terms of them letting the Bears go up and down the field, letting Justin Fields look like an MVP. But in the end, they made Justin Fields look like Justin Fields with an interception and the fumble. And on offense, it's interesting. I've already mentioned McLaughlin, but Marvin Mims. I mean, when the Broncos went to go get in the field goal range, who did Russell Wilson look for? Mims. Deep pass to Mims after stopping the Bears on that fourth down. And, I mean, got us into field goal range right away. Right away. And it's nice to see that from the standpoint of our younger players or up-and-coming players are quickly becoming cogs in our offense. I don't want to say phasing out other players yet. I don't think we're quite to that point. But definitely making a case to get bigger roles. And Mims, again, other than the receiving yesterday, had a great punt return again. It's nice to see that on special teams. Been a while for the Broncos. I think we could all agree on that. But I don't know if you realize this. It was the Broncos' first road win on American soil since 2021. Yep. We won one road game technically last year in London. Other than that, we had not won one since 2021. That is just crazy to think. But it was nice to watch the Broncos never give up. 21-point comeback, 24 unanswered points by the Broncos. Got a little defense in the end. And that, like Sean Payton says, we pulled out the win. That's what counts. And Will Lutz, you know, he got some criticism when he got here, missed an extra point. You know, we know about his early struggle when he got here. But, hey, he was clutch yesterday. He nailed that 51-yarder. And Even though it went a little right of center, you could tell he knew he got it right away. Like, he was not worried about that thing pushing to the right. So, at the end of the day, it's an ugly win. Yeah, a little bit still. The Broncos still are number 32 on defense. We're not getting good breaks from the officials either. The touchdown to DJ Moore from Justin Fields yesterday, I don't know what the refs were looking at, but that wasn't a touchdown. That was not a touchdown. Some people are saying it's because his other foot hit the pylon. I don't think that's a thing. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure you still have to get 2 feet down. So the Broncos aren't getting the breaks out of the calls, and then the Broncos on offense, I think every offensive lineman yesterday, I'm pretty sure, had a penalty. Some type of false start or something. I mean, we got to get that stuff cleaned up. Got to get that stuff cleaned up. Our margin for error is still pretty little right now. But hey, coming back home against the Jets next week, I mean, I think it's an opportune time to get everything lined up and looking a little better. And if we can get to 2-3 next week, we've got the Chiefs twice, I believe, in 3 weeks. We've got the Packers coming up. Packers, you know, some steam has been let out of their sails since they first started the season. I mean, you know, sure, was the season supposed to start off a little better? Yeah, but if we can kind of get back in this thing after what we went through to start the year, I mean, you never know. That's why they play the games, so to speak. And I really think I got to give Greg Penner credit. In the locker room when he was presenting Sean Payton with his first game ball, the other thing I wanted to say about it is you hear that he's really connecting with players. I've heard that. And kind of the way he just talked to everybody after the game, you know, kind of admitting it's the season didn't start the way that everyone wanted, but he believes in the team, he believes in Sean Payton, he believes in what they're building. You know, sometimes it just takes that belief from a coach, from an owner, and you can also build on that as well, especially when you get a win. Sometimes it just takes the most random thing to kind of leapfrog into like a winning streak, and just things improving, becoming much, much more streamlined. And let's see what happens. All I know is 1-3 feels a hell of a lot better than 0-4. And talking about a win feels a hell of a lot better than talking about a loss. And obviously, Broncos country is tired of losing. And so it feels good to get this win. Garrett Bowles obviously was excited after the game. I think it's just going to propel him to play better, especially with his comments from the prior week and some people kind of mentioning, including myself, like, hey, you know, you've kind of been part of the problem at times with your play. Well, let's see if this propels him into just having a stellar season from here on out. And the other thing I like about the Broncos on offense, other than, you know, Russell Wilson's quietly having a great year, despite the record, but he is spreading the ball around. He is spreading it around to the open man, and I think it's starting to cause problems for the defense, and I think it's going to continue. I mean, the Broncos had their comeback yesterday, but you look, only 27 of those passing yards went to Cortland Sutton. Only 52 went to Jerry Jeudy. That are supposed to be our number one, you know, number one, number two receiver, however you want to arrange that. You know, he's taking what the defense is giving him. He's going to the open man. And I like that. I like that from Russell Wilson. And he's getting rid of the ball quickly when there's nothing downfield. And that is one thing about his game that people complained about that was going on last year. He was holding the ball too long. There's evolution in Russell Wilson's play, and you could see it yesterday with the checkdowns. Taking what the defense is giving him. Go look at some Russell Wilson tape in Seattle from a couple of years ago. You were not getting that. You could even use the Broncos tape from last year, although, you know, there's a bunch of debate about how useful some of that tape is during the year that was the Nathaniel Hackett mess. So, now, the other thing about the Broncos as well, is the one thing I think you win in the trenches. And you can't really say for majority of the game yesterday we won in the trenches, yet we still came back and pulled the win out. We won in the trenches when it counted in the fourth quarter, that's for sure. We did. But again, hopefully it's something the Broncos can build on in terms of the comeback, the timely plays and everything like that. And like I said, the thing I love about Sean Payton, he's going to put the best people in the game. He's going to put people in the position to be successful. And I'll go back to it one more time. Putting Benito in for Gregory to kind of send a message. I like that. Hey, guess what? We're giving Gregory's got this big contract, big dollars. Yeah, you're not starting. We're just not seeing the production we need. Benito's going in. Now, the downside to that is with Cooper and Benito right now on the edges, the only problem is they're not holding the edge very well. They're not holding the edge very well. Gregory possibly is doing a little bit of a better job at that. And maybe when Baron Browning comes back, we'll get that edge set again. That is the only concerning thing about having Benito and Cooper as the two guys on the edge, is we're just not setting the edge the way we need to be. But hopefully that's something, as Sean Payton says, we can clean up as we move forward. But, you know, it just feels good to get a comeback win when it felt like everything was lost. All hope was lost. There were the comments going around yesterday, fire Joseph again, and just can't believe this, worst defense ever. And when the offense kind of sputtered there, like I said, they couldn't really get any momentum with how much the Bears were scoring, had the ball and all that. And then all of a sudden, it just flipped on a dime. Timely plays, timely stops. And at the end of the day, it was a fun game to watch and a fun win to get. So I can't wait to see what happens this coming weekend. Like I said, if we can beat the Jets, and we should be favored. We should be favored at home to beat the Jets, regardless of what they did against Kansas City on Sunday night. And I will say, now I watched the game off and on, the Chiefs and Jets game. You know, I'm not buying into the whole Taylor Swift thing or whatever. Like, so I think if anything, it kind of made me kind of shy away from watching a lot of the Sunday night game. But from what I saw, it's not like the Chiefs were on par. It almost looked like they were looking past the Jets a little bit. And I think the Broncos, in the position we're in at 1-3, I don't think we're in the position to look past anybody. And I think the team realizes that. And let's see if we can make Zach Wilson, who had his best, coming off his best game, look pedestrian again. And let's put PS2 on an island with Wilson, their receiver, and just see what the Wilson-to-Wilson connection on the Jets will do with PS2 shutting down half that connection. Hey, 2-3, I think all possibilities are still there if we can get it next week. But this feels good. You know, there are other teams that dropped to 0-4 yesterday. Thank goodness the Broncos were not one of them. And let's see what shakes out next week. Broncos come back home to play the Jets. Going to be wearing those white snow-capped helmets they debuted in the offseason. See if those bring the Broncos some good luck at home. Until next time, once again, the Broncos beat the Bears 31-28 in Chi-Town. And this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country. And on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.